Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week comes from the men's track team. Tandy Jewell with us. Congratulations on the honor.
Thank you very much.
For starters, congratulations on a third place finish in the heptathlon. For those that don't follow indoor track that closely, what exactly events are there in the heptathlon?
It's a two-day meet, and the first day you'll start off with a 60-meter dash, and that's followed by long jump, then you got shot put and high jump.
And what about the second day?
And the second day, it's a little more hectic. It's the 60-meter hurdles, which takes a lot of... Second day, it takes a lot more skill than the first day. You got the 60-meter hurdles, the pole vault, and then the 1,000.
Completely different events from each other. How do you train for each one?
You just take it one day at a time, one practice at a time, each event. You just worry about that and just get it down as best you can.
What's your favorite event? What is your least favorite event?
Favorite event would have to be pole vaulting. My best event's the 60, but pole vaulting takes a little more fun. And my least favorite would probably be the hurdles because I'm so inflexible.
At least you're honest. You are provisionally qualified for the NCAA. Number one, what does that mean? Again, for those that don't follow track that closely. And second, how much better do you think you can still do?
Well, 4,600 is provisionally qualified, and our last weekend I got 4,774, I think. And to me, I think I could do a lot better. I lost 100 points in just long jump. Could have done a lot better in high jump, and I think I could get a lot better at other events. So that's where I can score the most, though, is long jump and stuff.
Well, the indoor season is quickly coming to an end. That means you don't have a whole lot of time to refine and get better. So in particular, these next couple of weeks before the postseason, so to speak, gets here, what are you going to work on the most?
Probably high jump. I have a 37-inch vertical, but I can't really incorporate it into that somehow. So just technique would be the main thing in every event.
A lot of people, myself included, there's no way in the world that I would do a heptathlon or a decathlon or anything like that. What made you get started?
It's just that I'm not really great at one event, but I'm good at all the events, so I thought that would be my strongest.
What led you here to BSU?
Just the atmosphere. I love the outdoors. I love being here. Really cool coach, laid back. Just a really nice environment.
Of course, I think this year was one of the first, if I'm remembering correctly, that the women's and men's multi was in two different locations. I know that, especially when you guys have a meet here, the women are cheering you guys on, you're cheering the women on. How different was it that they weren't there to cheer you guys on?
It's a lot different because the only teammates you have cheering you on are the same people competing in the event. So it makes it a lot different. Kind of solitary compared to a regular track meet.
Guess I never thought of it that way. You guys are back at home yet before the indoor season, regular season ends. What's it like running on that track? And how does the new track, does it run fast or how does it play?
This new track that we have here at BSU is a faster track. It's got a harder surface. And the one that we, our St. Cloud surface, that was very soft, and a lot of people had trouble on that one. It's a lot slower. So this one should be a lot faster and a lot better for events.
All right. Again, congratulations and good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.